We want to welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church today. And I want to share a couple of verses from 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 10. One of the great distinctives between a believer and unbeliever is love. Notice this, please. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. This is an important truth. And by the way, the word love that's used there is the word agape. It's God's kind of love. It's sacrificial. It's not centered in feelings. Rather, it's centered in reason. He wills to love and the unloving, even though he gets nothing back in return. That's the beauty of agape love. God loved the world, even though the world didn't love him back. And by the way, we need to keep that same mindset when it comes to loving other brothers and sisters. Well, they don't love me back. Well, guess what? You don't know what love is. Thank you. Remember, you didn't love Jesus back either for a long time. And maybe you don't love him like you ought to today. I don't know your heart. God does. But I do know the distinction that the Word of God makes between those that are righteous and those that are unrighteous, and they love brothers and sisters in Christ, and they love with the kind of love that God loves His children, agape kind of love. Sacrificial kind of love is far different than the cultural love that we see today. Cultural love is what I can get. What am I going to get out of this relationship? By the way, that's not a basis for a true, lasting marriage. It's not what you can get, it's what you can give. And that's the thought. If both individuals are desirous to give, there won't be any problem in the getting. Because the Bible makes it very clear that that's the way God works. God gives. He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Knowing that giving His Son would be rejected by the vast majority of people that have lived on this earth and will ever live. A rejection of that love, but He still bestows that love even to this very hour. It's amazing, is it not? It's wonderful and yet amazing that He would continue to love even though He gets nothing in return. May God help us on this Valentine's Day to think biblically when it comes to love. Love is not eros. That fades. That's nothing. Love is much greater than that. It involves sacrifice. It involves giving. And I'm thankful this morning that I can testify to the fact that God loved me so much that He gave His only begotten Son, and that at age 14 in 1978, I responded to His love and trusted in Him as my Lord and Savior. And if you're here today without the Lord Jesus Christ, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.